future's too uncertain. I don't know what I might be thinking to myself. What is Hope going to do when she grows up? I don't know what she wants to be. She like playing around on the piano when she calls like, yeah, no. So maybe she wants to be in the performing arts. You know, maybe she likes taking care of her stuffed animals. Maybe she wants to be a vet. Or, you know, maybe she'll be a welder or something like that. And the great thing, again, that we talked about with 529 plans is they offer that flexibility no matter what you pursue. There's likely some training or education you're going to need that you can pair these 529 plan funds with and help pay for those expenses.
Hello and welcome. I'm Lori Hardy, and thanks for listening in as we continue to talk with leaders in our community. Joining me today is Luke Miner with the Washington College Savings Plan, WA529. Luke, it's so great to have you back on the show. Give us an update on your daughter. She's almost two.
She is almost two, and she is keeping us very, very busy in so many different ways, including messing up every room and that she goes into, everything in sight. But hey, it keeps us busy. It's a good workout plan at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. And she was born just before COVID.
It's been a really interesting couple of years, and I can't believe it's been that long already. It's just been, time's been not only, I don't know what the right analogy is, maybe in a blender. It's just hard to know what's going on the one hand, kind of dealing with all of the fallout from everything, but also trying to raise a child in this environment. But at the same time, we feel so fortunate to have that experience right now. And it's just putting things into perspective for us, you know, kind of what we're here to talk about today is like planning for her future. We don't know what her future is going to look like, but we know that there are things we can do today to help set her up for success there.
The first time I met you was before she was born, and you were already planning for a child with the GAP program.
Trying to preach what we preach here at WA529 is start early as soon as you can, even before a child's born. So we took her own advice, opened an account for her before she was born, even asked for it, you know, for the baby shower gifts and her first year of life, holiday gifts, that kind of thing, get the family members involved. It's a great way to welcome a child into the world and get them set off on the right foot. I think for the benefit of people who aren't familiar with the programs, maybe just giving a quick breakdown of what these plans are, how they work, addressing some of the common questions we get. WA529 or Washington College Savings Plans offers people living in the state of Washington two ways to save for college. We have the Guaranteed Education Tuition or GET program that's been around since 1998, helping families prepay future tuition costs. And then we have the Dream Ahead College Investment Plan, which is a newer plan that we offer. We opened it about 3 years ago, and it provides a lineup of investment portfolios that families can choose from based on their risk tolerance, their children's age, that kind of thing. And just gives them a lot of flexibility and additional savings options to, again, help prepare the child for future, no matter what their future ambitions look like. And we'll get into more about how these plans can be used. The nice thing is they're called college savings plans, but it goes way beyond what people's typical perception of college is. It's a lot of different higher education or career readiness training a child can pursue. You can use these college savings accounts for.
Something you said to me that has really stuck with me is that when you start early and that child knows they have a college plan, it's like never a thought they won't go. And I remember growing up, it was like, I don't know if I can go to college or afford it. That really stuck with me that like it's ingrained in them and it's just like the natural next for them.
That's absolutely right. And I was fortunate to grow up in a household where that was the expectation. I was growing up, it was kind of before the time of 529 plans, but my parents had their own ways of savings. I would get a small savings bonds every year from my grandparents. And it was just kind of this expectation. And, you know, it worked for me in this case, but, you know, anecdotes aren't always helpful. Like hearing there's research out there on this. That's what's important. There's research that shows that students who have this early intervention at a young age, there's someone who's participating in this act of saving for them in their future and talking with them about it. That's key, is the communication that this account exists for you. We believe in your potential and we're doing everything we can to help you get there. Students are more likely to graduate high school and go on to college and then graduate college at higher rates. And there's research out of the Washington University in St. Louis, so not Washington State, but over across the country, but they're doing great work over there. And they're actually doing longitudinal studies that are following students, and they are seeing improved outcomes. And it's a really powerful thing. And something that really stuck out to me about this is it has less to do with the dollars saved in a student's account, whether it's $500 or $10,000. it's about the timing, is starting early and having that conversation with the student. And again, it's about that identity development as like a college going person. If someone believes they can do it, we all know that, you know, that can be one of the strongest keys to success there, is believing and having people around you supporting you in getting there.
So with the holidays coming up, when I first heard about the GAP program, it was because of a coworker who had started them for her kids, who were probably at the time the early teens. I remember just thinking, wow, what an amazing program. But I thought only parents could do this. So talk about how we can support our family members with this.
Yeah, the great thing about these programs is anyone can open an account for a child. And then any person can be a beneficiary too. So it's not just limited to children. It can be someone who wants to save for their own future college expenses. But the most common way it's used is to save for a young child in anticipation of future college costs. And so we see that grandparents often open accounts, friends, you know, or adopted parents, you know, any combination of people can open an account and fund an account for a child. So we really encourage families to get into this mindset of it's a group effort. It takes a village to raise a child, they say, right? So this is one great way to do that is, you know, we're talking holidays, birthdays, kindergarten graduation, any kind of milestone you can think of. There are opportunities for family members to get involved in the gifting experience. And like you said, the account itself can be owned by someone who's not a student's parent. It doesn't matter the relationship between the person and the student. Anyone can save for a child.
You have two programs. Right now, I'm looking at the Dream Ahead.
Dream Ahead College Investment Plan, as a reminder, that's our newer program, opened in 2018, and it was really intended to provide more flexibility and options for customers. So it's investment-based. So there's something to keep in mind about Dream Ahead versus Get is part of what Get is about a state guarantee. The state guarantees that tuition units you buy today will keep pace with in-state tuition costs. Now, Dream Ahead does not come with that guarantee, but what it offers in return is great flexibility in the investment portfolios you can choose from. You can have investment portfolios that are heavily invested in stocks, or ones heavily invested in bonds, or a combination of those things. We even offer a cash preservation portfolio for the really risk-averse savers. Most importantly, we offer year of enrollment options, and that's the kind of set it and forget it approach. If you don't feel comfortable making specific investment decisions as your child grows up, there's what's called the year of enrollment portfolio. You pick the date that you would expect your student to go to college, which is typically the year they turn 18, and you can pick your risk, whether you want conservative, moderate, or growth, and you choose those two things. And then we automatically do all the adjusting for you of your investments as they get less risky as you get closer to college, similar in the way that GlidePath retirement options work. It's really about that target date in the future and letting the program handle the best way to adjust your investments. But the great thing is, for people who are more of the do-it-yourself approach, you can mix and match options. You can even mix and match between these static portfolios that don't change over time or the year of enrollment. It really provides that customizability for people. And we do find that people often participate in both Get and Dream Ahead. They may like the appeal of the more insurance model, where you're insuring against future tuition growth, but you may also have a comfort with saving with financial products that are market-based, and you may want to just diversify what you're saving with. But we always encourage people to do their homework, evaluate their savings goals, speak with a financial advisor if that's your thing, and make an informed decision there. Dream Ahead is open year-round. There's no enrollment window, but Get is, we just opened our enrollment period on November 1st, and it's open through May 31st every year. And the reason why we have an enrollment period is because we didn't talk much yet about Get and how it works, but let's just break down the basic model. So the state guarantees that if you buy 100 GET units today, and a unit is just our form of measurement that says it's a portion of tuition. So if you buy 100 units today, that equals a year of tuition at the University of Washington. Now you can go use your benefits anywhere when it comes time for school, but it will always pay out based on University of Washington rates. So every year we set a price for these units. We have a committee and we work with an actuary. It might sound familiar to people who know about insurance products, and they have to set an informed decision about what the price is so that we charge a fair price and that it's affordable for people, but we also back up the guarantee down the road. So we have this enrollment period that runs November to May every year, and that's a perfect window for people to get their savings started. We always say it's never too early to start your savings. So while the enrollment window, if you miss it this year, you can always do it next year. It's a good motivator for people and a good reminder that, you know, now is the right time to save instead of tomorrow. One thing I didn't share is that these two programs share common tax benefits. So it's one of the number one advantage of saving for college in a what's known as a 529 plan, which both Get and Dream Ahead are. 529 just references the tax code. And what that means is any earnings in your account grow tax-free and all distributions are tax-free when you use them for qualified expenses. Now, we didn't get into what qualified expenses are, but those are in addition to tuition. We have room and board, books and supplies, computers. If you're talking apprenticeship programs, which we'll get more into that later, now you can use 529 funds for apprenticeship programs. So you can purchase things like tools with your 529 funds. So a lot of flexibility in how you use them. But again, those are what are known as the qualified higher education expenses. So as long as you use the savings in your account for those expenses, you get tax-free growth and withdrawals. So that's a huge advantage of both programs, but beyond that, they work much differently. Get, again, is about the peace of mind, the security. It's like tuition insurance. You know that no matter what happens in financial markets, no matter how much state tuition grows in the future, you have that portion of tuition covered. Dream Ahead, on the other hand, provides flexible investment options. It just provides customizability or something to do in addition to Get. And another thing about Dream Ahead is that it often can appeal to families who've gotten a late start. So if you have an older student, there might be some more flexibility within Dream Ahead's options to catch up, whereas Get always works best when a family is saving for a young student. That said, however, Get, we have a really interesting thing happening this year with Get. We have historic unit pricing, meaning that for the first time in program history, we're not charging a premium over the Get units we're selling today over current tuition levels. Normally we would do that because that helps manage financial risk for the program, because someone, you know, signing up for the Get program today may not use their benefits for 10, 15, or 18 years down the road. But this year, because the legislature has kept tuition low, we've been able to pass those savings on to customers and charge the current rates of tuition, meaning someone for a baby born today could buy a year of tuition at the price UW tuition is today. And even if that baby's not needing that money until 18 years from now, they've already prepaid that at today's rate. So it's an incredible value this year more than ever. And so we do expect to see more families with older students being interested this year. But parents of high schoolers, this is a good year for Get, and Dream Ahead's always a good option that's available to you as well.
And something you said too is, you know, it may not be the full tuition if you start later, but at least it's a big chunk.
Yeah. And that's the thing about for families that we don't want people to get discouraged is we know that those tuition bills can sound scary, and not to mention the full cost of attendance of college, because we talked about those expenses that you can use a 529 plan for, room and board, books and supplies. That means those are other expenses that a family has to pay for in addition to tuition. So it's easy for a family to get overwhelmed and say, how are we ever going to save all that money? But the reality is for most families, they rely on a combination of efforts. We always encourage families to fill out the financial aid forms when a student's applying to colleges. That's extremely important because many families don't realize they qualify for financial aid when in fact they do. Scholarships and grants are a piece of the puzzle. Student loans can even be a piece of the puzzle, but as much as possible, we want savings to make up the gap that would otherwise be filled by loans, because we're all about helping families reduce the need for future student loan debt. We know we have a student loan debt problem in this country, $1.7 trillion, and we just want to make sure that we're getting ahead of that.
Not only is this work for university, it works for trade school or tech schools, right?
That's absolutely right. These plans are very, very flexible. So we call them college savings plans, which people often associate with a four-year university, but it's so much more than that. It's higher education, many things that a student might want to do to be career ready. So yes, four-year university, public or private, community college, technical and trade school, certain certificate programs, and then apprenticeship programs, which are relatively new. One thing that's really cool that's recently been added that you can use a 529 account for is the ability to pay down existing student loans. Now, we talked about we want to avoid student loans. So that's the whole point of these plans. But the reason why we have this provision now that allows people to pay down student loans is you might find that a student doesn't end up having a use for the funds because they got a full ride scholarship, for example, or some other funding for their education, or they pursued a different pathway. I'd like to talk a little bit more about the kinds of things families should consider when that comes up. But circling back to student loans, what people have found is if for some reason their student's not able to use these funds, you can transfer accounts to family members. So someone could actually transfer their account back to themselves to either further their education or to pay down an existing student loan they already have. So that just, again, speaks to the flexibility of these plans. And it's money that you've saved that's been working for you and can continue to work for you no matter how plans change over time. But I do want to get into what happens. People often ask us, this all sounds great, all these benefits sound great, but like, the future is too uncertain. I don't know what, I might be thinking to myself, what is Hope going to do when she grows up? I don't know what she wants to be. She like playing around on the piano, which she calls a yano. So maybe she wants to be in the performing arts. You know, maybe she likes taking care of her stuffed animals. So maybe she wants to be a vet, or, you know, maybe she'll be a welder or something like that. I mean, the great thing again that we talked about with 529 plans is they offer that flexibility. No matter what you pursue, there's likely some training or education you're going to need that you can pair these 529 plan funds with and help pay for those expenses. But ultimately, if a student for some reason is unable to use it, you can transfer the account to a family member and still retain those tax benefits. So we talked about the tax-free growth and withdrawals, as long as that family member uses them for qualified higher education expenses. Worst case scenario is a family can take what we call a non-qualified distribution and get their savings back out of their account. Now, they would incur taxes and tax penalties on any earnings in the account. But again, that's money that they've saved and has grown over time, and it will always be there even if plans change. And so that should provide some additional peace of mind for people. But we always encourage families to don't make a split decision if a student is saying, oh, I don't know if I want to go to college or if that's for me. Students often will take a gap year or just need some time, and then they may return for higher education. So you can hold on to your account and wait to see if plans change. That's the first thing we recommend that families do. And many students do, even if they come out of high school and have certain ideas, they may change their mind down the road.
So when I heard about this, my daughter was probably in 10th grade. And so in my mind, I didn't have time. But then she went to trade school. But then when she was 30, she went to college. And I thought, man, if I would have done that and just cap it up all those 10 years till she was 30, I could have really helped her out. And I think that it's easy to get caught in that trap of, but a lot of people go back later in life.
That's right. And I think that's, we're going to continue to see more of that change. They're talking about, does this traditional four-year university pathway make sense for everyone? Do, you know, the current timelines make sense for everyone? You know, everyone's path is going to be different. We're seeing a morphing job market out there. We don't know what the demands will look like. So, you know, and whether people will need to skill up mid-career, that kind of thing. So 529 plans should remain a powerful tool through there. And we keep, the federal government keeps working on ways to create more flexibility within those to recognize those differences. So I see that continuing to adapt over time and for not only the plans in Washington, but 529 plans nationwide to continue to step up and serve people's needs no matter where they're at and what their pathways are.
If you do one in Washington state, you can use it for a college in another state, right?
So we often get this misconception, especially with GET, because GET's tied to in-state tuition, that you can only use it in Washington. And that's not true. You can use it, you know, in other states, neighboring states, you can use it across the country. You can use it in other countries through study abroad programs, or if the institution works directly with the federal financial aid system, students who are directly enrolled in foreign institutions can use GET or Dream Ahead funds to pay for college costs. And we've seen at least 15 students use it in at least 15 other countries outside of the United States. So it really can, it's very portable. It can go with you wherever you want. And that reminder that even if plans change for that student, you can hold on to the funds, see if they change their mind, or transfer to a family member who can put the funds to use.
So what are some other questions you get when people first start to hear about this kind of program?
Well, we often hear, what is the right time to sign up? And we always say as early as possible, but it's never too early and it's never too late. It's never too early, because the sooner we get our savings started and the more consistent our efforts are, that's what we see people have the most success. If they're doing, you know, some sort of periodic, whether it's monthly, quarterly, or annually. You're getting family members involved to do supplemental payments. People have the best success with those regular intentional efforts. But people who've gotten a late start, don't count these plans out. They can still serve you well. There should be time to help your student get a little nest egg, even if it's not going to be covering near the full cost, even if you can cover books and supplies for a few quarters, or if you can cover some tuition there too. Again, we try to make it flexible, low-cost options for people to get started so that whatever your capacity to save is and how that changes over time, you can make those regular efforts that add up over time. So I've been with the program since 2012, and we started back in 1998. So we've been around a long time serving Washington families, and we've had over 60,000 students use the GEP program specifically and pay out $1.3 billion to cover college costs. And Dream Ahead, even in its short life so far, has had about 15,000 students who've used $300 million in benefits. So both programs are serving Washington families very well. The great thing about those dollar figures we talked about is between the two programs, about $1.6 billion have been paid out. That's tax-free money for people to apply towards college costs. So that really speaks to the benefit of these programs. So the state legislature, I believe the original legislation for GET, the first program we opened, was in 1997. And it was really about a lot of uncertainty for families with tuition growth. Inflation was high generally, but also tuition at University of Washington, Washington State University. People wanted more predictability. They wanted affordable access. And so this was, I don't remember who the original bill sponsor was, but that was, I believe, the problem they were trying to solve at the time, was making college affordable and accessible for families. And that's what the program's done for over 20 years, going on 25 years. In the next couple of years, we'll celebrate that. And Dream Ahead was a continuation of that. It was about not only furthering that objective, but to help families more fully afford the cost of higher education and provide additional flexible options. So, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. You know, I'm on one end of the spectrum right now, raising a two-year-old child, but every day I'm so inspired by stories we get from customers who call in. They want to learn about using their GET units, that kind of thing. And they have the most amazing stories to share about what their students pursuing or what they dream of doing. And it's really rewarding, and it helps kind of put it in perspective for me about how, you know, the future can be limitless for our kids. You know, if we have the ability to help them, you know, plan ahead for those ambitions. This year, especially for the GET program, is a unique opportunity in that you're able to pay this year's tuition prices, no premium over those prices. And again, whether you use it 10, 15, or 18 years into the future, you know, you have that peace of mind that you've already, say you bought 100 units, you've covered a year of tuition at the University of Washington or WSU. And the cool thing about it is we talked a little bit about it, but not too much, is so this year, tuition at the University of Washington is just over $11,000. So someone paying out today who they may have bought their units for, say, $35 a piece, so $3,500. This would have been a very long time ago for the program. But they're using that money now, $11,000 to apply to UW. If they go to a community college in their hometown, they may only need 30 or 40 GET units to cover that year of school. They don't need those full 100 units. So it's flexible in that way. It's you know, you don't lose value if you go somewhere else. It always will pay out at that highest price public university in Washington. And so if you go to a less expensive in-state school, then you have more units to work with. And if you end up going out of state or to a private school where it costs more, you would cover the difference. But it just provides that flexibility. And you always have that kind of benchmark of knowing that if I send my student to a public university in Washington, I will have prepaid that expense for them.
So let's talk a little bit about the holidays and how people can use for gifting and for helping their family members.
Yeah, the holidays are a great time to be thinking about college savings. Now, I know Hope loves toys as much as the next kid, and I'm sure she will get her share of those. But I know that our family members are planning to contribute to her college savings too. So the cool thing about this is it doesn't have to be an all or nothing thing. Like, you can still have the toys. It's just like, maybe they don't need as many toys or as many clothes this year. You know, even if it's just a few dollars someone can afford to contribute to your college savings account, those little efforts add up over time. And I think it sends a really positive message to students what we talked about, people rallying around them and lifting them up and saying, we believe in your future potential. That's a really powerful gift. Even if hope is too young to understand, like someone making a contribution to her Get account, I know that she's going to be so thankful for that. And we hear from students all the time who are, you know, graduating or on their way to college and just have the best things to say about the efforts their parents made and are so thankful for that. And but back to the holidays, it's really easy to give a gift. If you have a Get or Dreamhead account, you can go to our website and say, give a gentle nudge to family members to suggest making a contribution to your account. Or, you know, if you're a doting grandparent that wants to open an account for your student, you can either set that account up or encourage the student's parents to do that and then make gift contributions. We try to make it really flexible and easy, however a family decides to go about it. That definitely can be a legacy. And that's the way many grandparents do look at it, is it's what can I do today to make an impact in my child's future? And like you said, even if in that scenario where you may not be around to see the results of that, you know, you've made that investment and it's going to set them up for success. And obviously we can't predict the paths our students will take. That's why it's reassuring with these programs that there's a lot of flexibility built in, that no matter whether, you know, it's trade school or community college or four-year university and grad school, you know, you can use 529 plans for all those things. Just check out 529.wa.gov. We try to simplify that web address so it's that much easier to get there.
Give us the two phone numbers again.
800-955-2318. That's for the GET program. Again, 800-955-2318. And for Dream Ahead, we have 844-529-5845.
I'm Lori Hardy, and thanks for listening in today. We hope you've learned something new. Join us again next week as we continue to talk with people who are making a difference.